And after 4 years of chaos and violence in Iraq, nearly 2 million Iraqis remain outside their country. That's according to the UN Agency for Refugees. Most are overwhelming neighboring states, that's Jordan and Syria in particular. In Europe, Iraqi applications for asylum have doubled over the past 3 years. Few European countries are offering much refuge, with one big exception. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's recess at Rosenborg School in Södertalje, a town about an hour south of Stockholm, Sweden. A handful of young girls are spending the break singing. They're all from Iraq, Baghdad, Mosul, Basra. None of them have been here for more than a year, and they have a lot of company. In 2006, almost 9,000 Iraqis applied for asylum in Sweden. It was triple what the country was expecting, and more than 40% of all Iraqi refugee claims in Europe.
No, in the Iraq, anything good, no.
50-year-old Laura arrived in Sweden 3 months ago. She paid a smuggler about $30,000 to get her and two daughters here. Laura is afraid to use her real name because her husband and two other children are still trying to leave Iraq. The turning point for Laura was when her son was kidnapped.
That was the day when I decided to leave. I hadn't been thinking about it earlier, but at that moment I just decided.
Her son was released after 3 days and a $25,000 ransom. Laura is a Christian and blames Muslims for the chaos in her home country. But Iraqi Muslims are also seeking refuge in Sweden. 24-year-old Risan Abbas is Shia and was an engineering student in Baghdad.
You could be killed at any moment without reason. At the university, they can just come into your department and kill you.
Alan Hamid Abbas shares the same fears, not about being killed in a university department, but in her home in Baghdad's Amariya neighborhood. She's a middle-aged Sunni woman who smiles and nods when introduced and cries when she talks about Iraq. It's impossible in Iraq, she says. It's miserable. Bombs and explosions, no electricity, no gas. This never happened before the Americans came, she says, only after. Killing, bombing, explosions, no security, no economy. It's not possible to live, she says. No one knows what to do. Her relatives ignore her outburst as if they know it by heart. They keep sipping tea and serving cake in the small living room in a row house north of Stockholm. Like many recent arrivals, Abbas and her 88-year-old mother came to Sweden because other close family members already live here. Tens of thousands of Iraqis sought refuge in Sweden during Saddam Hussein's rule, but Sweden also handles Iraqi asylum claims differently than other European countries.
I would say that about 90% of the Iraqis are staying at this time.
Fredrik Beyer, director of Sweden's asylum processing, says even Iraqis with weak claims of individual persecution now often get residence permits with full rights to work and welfare for a practical reason. Sweden won't send them back, figures they'll be here for a while, and would rather try to integrate them.
When you see that you are not being able to send back this person in a foreseeable time, you can say that they are going to get connected to Sweden. If you can say that really from the beginning, then you have the possibility to stay.
But with such a disproportionately high number of claims, Sweden is pushing other European countries to do more. Migration Minister Tobias Billström.
They should receive and accept more people.
That would be a big change for places like Germany, which accepted about 10% of Iraqi asylum claims last year. Germany has also started taking back asylum granted to Iraqi refugees in the 1990s. About 18,000 Iraqis, a third of those here, have lost that protection since revocation started 3 years ago. Immigration lawyer Reinhold Marx has seen plenty of clients bring in notices from the government explaining the reasons.
The philosophy behind that is very simple. Mr. Saddam Hussein has been defeated, so there is no persecutor anymore.
Aso Amin, a former Kurdish Peshmerga soldier who fled to Germany in 1997, finds that absurd.
There used to be only one Saddam. Now there are 1,000. From the Shia, from the Arabs, Al-Qaeda, terrorists. You used to know who your enemy was. It's not like that anymore.
But Amin now only has what's called a toleration permit to stay in Germany. That means work options and social welfare are sharply restricted, while Germany figures out if it's possible to send thousands of people back to Iraq. Refugee advocates say this throws people into limbo. But Interior Ministry official Peter Altmaier says this is an important part of the concept of political asylum.
Such a right of asylum is not indefinite. It is not forever. It is just meant for the period where the person concerned is in concrete danger and risk.
He says Germany has deported 3 Iraqis since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Britain has sent back the most, 85. The most recent group was deported last month. The British government says all have come from and were returned to the northern Kurdish-controlled area of Iraq, which Britain feels is sufficiently stable. Still, refugee advocate Bjorta Vondvik of the European Council on Refugees and Exiles says even symbolic returns send the wrong message.
It's a double standard where it's okay to help them down there, and even to the extent of sending soldiers. But when they come here and say, well, we're still scared, we're afraid for our lives and our children, then, sorry, we can't help you.
Sweden's migration minister Tobias Billström is trying to convince other European countries that even if they don't take in more people, they must send money to Syria and Jordan to help with the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis there.
If they were to be destabilized, that would prove very, very bad indeed, not just for the region, but also for Europe, because then this enormous amount of people will move westward.
That may be a good argument for German Interior Ministry official Peter Altmaier.
I personally still think that we should try to solve this refugee crisis in the region concerned, rather than inviting all these people to Europe, that we think it is also in the interest of the person concerned to stay in the region where they are familiar with, where they would not lose their culture, and where they could return much easier to the country of origin as soon as the situation has improved.
The U.S. has agreed to accept 7,000 Iraqi refugees this year after admitting fewer than 500 over the past 3 years. It is the biggest contributor so far to a U.N. fund set up to help Iraqi refugees in the Middle East. So far, the biggest European contributor to that fund is Sweden. Emily Harris, NPR News.